With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So spring training just ended, and because I live in Arizona, I get to go to a lot of spring training games. I live just down the street from a couple of stadiums, and this year in particular, I went to a ton of games. I got to go to seven. I doubled up on a couple stadiums, which is fine. I had no problem doing that. It was cool to get to a couple that I haven't been to in a while. One of particularly surprised. I like that stadium a lot. I'll get there in just a minute. But I wanted to go through and review some of these stadiums. I'll be reviewing 7 of the 10 stadiums in the Cactus League. The ones that I won't be doing because I haven't been to them yet. I have not been to American Family Fields in Phoenix. That's the Brewers stadium. I have not been to Hohokam in Mesa. That is the A's stadium. And I have not been to Salt River Flats at Talking Stick. That's the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Still, I haven't been to those three yet, but I'm sure I'll probably get there next year. And I'll add that to the list with this, and I'll have reviews up for those. So these are the things I don't want to look at that I wanted to look at while reviewing these stadiums and giving you an idea of what your experience would be like when you go there. So one of them is ticket pricing. Another is parking, because that's a thing. Customer experience, that's getting into the door and walking through the concourse and things like that. The team store, fan experience at the game, the food, seating, shade, because it does get hot in Arizona in March, believe it or not. We have been known to hit mid-80s, and it's a warm mid-80s. Overall ballpark experience and the feel of the park, and then getting out of the parking lot, heading home afterwards. So here we go. Let's get into it. We're going to start. The first one we're going to talk about is Surprise. I love Surprise Stadium so much. It is one of my favorite parks in the Cactus League that I've been to yet. It has a really cool retro feel. The way that there's like a little bit of an upper deck with like in the grandstand that like overhangs, and it has kind of this retro feel because it goes out kind of like how, you know, how old stadiums, how the upper levels would go out and overhang the upper level or the lower levels. So they're kind of like terraced, kind of like this. Right. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can see it maybe kind of. But anyway, because now when you have an upper level, it's set back. They're offset. Right. So you cannot get a seat in the upper level and be close to the field. The old Tiger Stadium was like that, where it would actually overhang in the outfield just a little bit in the upper deck. But anyway, this has that kind of feel. And also the other thing I love about it has a nice wide concourse, and there's quite a bit of shade at this stadium, but we'll get there in just a little bit. Okay, so ticket prices. I feel like Surprise is reasonable for spring training, because I don't want to be paying regular season prices going to a spring training game. And a lot of people, I feel like, have that issue too, because the starters are gone, if they're playing at all, are gone by the sixth inning at the latest typically. It's not uncommon to see the starters check out after the third, fourth, or fifth inning. Right. And so you don't want to be paying regular season prices to get into a spring training game. And I feel like Surprise is pretty reasonable with their pricing. We sat behind the third base dugout, and I want to say we paid $32 a ticket, something like that. It was reasonable. We had great seats, absolutely killer seats. We were like six rows up from the dugout. It was awesome. It was a great spot to sit. Parking is great. They have a parking lot attached to the stadium where you can park and it's really big too. And then if that parking lot fills up, they have an overflow grassy field just beyond. You're not ever going to walk more than, I don't think, like a quarter of a mile to get to the stadium from the parking lot. And that's like if you're parked in the way back, right? Like we parked pretty close to the front and got a pretty good spot. And we got there probably 45 minutes before the game started was all. So one thing that was kind of funny about the stadium, about the parking though, was that We were walking into we were watching the Mariners and the Royals. Sorry, this is where the Rangers and the Royals play. The game we were watching was the Mariners and the Royals. And one of the Mariners low-level minor leaguers who was going to be in the dugout during the game was just walking through the parking lot. He just parked in the regular general admission parking lot instead of the players' lot. And he's walking through the parking lot with his big bag over his shoulder, wearing full uniform and everything. It was kind of funny. So parking is great, and it's free. You're not paying for parking there, which I love. Customer experience getting through the door. The staff there was super friendly. Surprise is mostly a retirement community, so you're going to get a lot of. I mean, most of these stadiums you pretty much have retirees working security and working as ushers at these stadiums. And so, but they're friendly people. They were really great. Greeted you with a smile as you walked up and walked through the metal detector and scanned your ticket and everything. They were super friendly. The team store, they have three team stores. Their main team store is behind home plate, very, very small, just like this big. And it's pretty much mostly what you're going to find there is general Cactus League stuff, t-shirts, sweatshirts, random things. Like they had Cactus League cups and stuff like that. That's what you're going to find there. Down the third base side, I want to say was the Royals side. Yeah, because that's the Royals dugout. Down the third base side, they had a tent set up where they had a bigger team store specifically for Royal stuff. Had the same thing down the first base side for the Rangers, where it was a tent set up with that. And then out past center field, outside the gate, actually, they had a really, really, really tiny team store, almost like they call it a team closet. Very, very small. We actually got some emergency sunscreen there a few years ago. Paid $6 for something this big. So bring your sunscreen with you when you go. Fan experience at Surprise Stadium is very good. It's big enough that you feel like you're at a legitimate ballpark, but it's small enough that there's not a bad seat. Not a bad seat in this place. They have them, you can see here, down the lines in the outfield, the way that they have it kind of turns, they have the seats turned back toward the field when you get down toward the foul pole. Which is awesome, because if you're sitting out there, you still feel like you're right on top of the field. And their berm is at a really steep angle, so that when you're sitting on the berm, you're not worried about the people in front of you, which is an issue some places. But you can see out over the field, and it's almost like stadium seating on the berm on the grass. So that's kind of a cool thing. Food. We didn't actually get a whole lot of food at Surprise Stadium. They have a lot of options. They had food trucks there and everything down the lines. They didn't have a whole lot as far as general concessions. But the pretzel we got was reasonably priced, I'll tell you that. So, but there were a lot of food truck options primarily rather than concessions. And there are a few stadiums that are like that. Like I said, seating, outstanding. It was great. They actually have a little bit bigger seats, you have a little bit more elbow room when you're sitting there in those seats. Shade was really good. We were shaded by the second inning, sitting on the third base side. So if you want to sit in the shade, sit on the third base side, because the sun will be going behind you behind the grandstand rather than worrying about it trying to go with you if you're sitting on the first base side rather than having it go to your left. And like I said, you're going to want shade even in March. In Arizona. Overall ballpark feel, I love it. Like I said, retro feel, it's a super cool stadium. It's a lot of fun. Getting out of the parking lot was super easy. I think there were only like two or three exits, but it didn't feel like I had to wind and play snake to get out. We just kind of went with it, right? You just back out and go, and there was a line that we got into really quick and really easily. I don't like to leave games early because I'm paying to go to the game. I want to watch the whole game. So I'm never going to leave early to beat traffic. So I'm always sitting in the thick of it. We got out of Surprise super fast. So you don't need to worry about traffic when you're at Surprise Stadium. Let's go out to Scottsdale. Let's talk Scottsdale Stadium. This is the home of the Giants. The Giants are the only team that plays here. I don't love this stadium. I really don't. I mean, just go down. It's one of the more expensive stadiums in the Cactus League. I don't know if it's because of the Giants or if it's in Scottsdale, but it is one of the more expensive tickets in the league. Parking is pretty much non-existent. So this is my recommendation. If you're going to, if you want to go to Scottsdale Stadium and you want to see the Giants play somebody, anybody, go on a Saturday. Because if you go during the week and all the businesses are open and running, there is zero parking anywhere. I drive a little Ford Focus, and I parked between an Escalade and a light pole in what I'm not sure, entirely sure was even a spot. And I was probably a half a mile from the stadium where I parked. That was the only spot that I could find, because there are free lots in the area, but they fill up super fast. You got to get there early, early, early if you want to get a spot. I went as part of a work event for my day job, and there were people circling for 30 minutes trying to find a spot, at least 30 minutes. I think one car circled for 45 minutes looking for a spot, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm not sure if my car is going to be there. It might be get towed sometime during this game. But if you go on a Saturday, there are businesses that are not open. There are banks and things like that in the area, and you can park in those lots for free on Saturdays. So there's a little hack for you if you're going to go to Scottsdale Stadium. Getting into the stadium wasn't great. The people at the gates were a little testy, and I don't know if they don't like jokes or what, because I kind of joked about having my keys, and I always bring a see-through bag. I bring some water, and I had my keys in there because I don't like having them in my pocket because I don't want them to fall out. And he didn't like it. Didn't like what I said about having my keys in the bag, so he was not happy. I wasn't sure where I was supposed to go because we're going to like a little terrace area, for work. And I asked an usher where I was supposed to go, and she seemed very put out by the fact that I asked. So not the friendliest staff out there in Scottsdale. And I don't know if it's because the people are used to dealing with, because it is definitely a party stadium. You can see out there in right field, there's another terrace. I believe it's owned by the bar out there. And, it was an interesting experience. Team store was big, really big team store. Lots and lots of Giants stuff. If you're a Giants fan, you will love it. And they have other team stores, just open air kiosks, basically, out in the concourse. So you have lots of places to go buy your Giants stuff when you're there. And maybe a little bit of Cactus League stuff if that's what you're looking for. A fan experience of this stadium, I don't know. It's hard to say. I've been to this stadium twice. The first time was out on the berm, and I didn't love it. It was tough. They do have a nice steep berm so that you can, like I said, it's kind of stadium seating out on the berm so you can see. But I'm not a big fan of that stadium. One of the things that I think I struggled with is where we were at. We're out on this terrace out down the first baseline, and it was a standing room only area, and it was terrible. Because there was a little bit of seating, and anywhere you stood, you had somebody behind you complaining like, "Hey, I can't see." It's like, bro, you're in standing room only general admission. Like, what do you want from me? Right. So that was kind of a bummer, you know, constantly feeling like I had to constantly move around because I was in somebody's way, was a little bit irritating. I would not go in the standing room area only, or standing room only area in the general admission over there. I believe it's 21 and older, but I don't think it's worth it. You can get your drinks and you can sit anywhere. I would rather sit behind home plate. I think it's covered. There's a little bit of shade there. Or if you really want to be a bleacher creature, there's some bleachers down the third baseline where you can sit as well. But I haven't had a good experience at Scottsdale Stadium yet. So, and like I said, I've been there twice. It's one of the few stadiums I've actually been to twice. Food. I'll tell you this. I did not finish my hot dog. It's the first time. Yeah, I got their stadium dog thinking it was going to be good. It looked good. But nope, I took two bites and chucked it. Didn't like it. My buddy got some nachos, and he said they're all right. He's a Giants fan, though, so I think he's a little biased because they came in the helmet. He said they're all right, but he got to keep the helmet, so I think that's really what he was going for. So not great food. The other thing I'm going to tell you about fan experience is the concourse is super duper small and crowded. If you're a claustrophobic, this is not the stadium for you. Don't enter through home plate. Enter down the third baseline, down. I think it's down Scottsdale Road a little bit up north on Scottsdale Road, just a little bit. The entrance behind home plate, you come in and it's super duper low. It feels really low, and there's like a bunch of piping and stuff, and it's really cramped. It's a really narrow area. It's very dark. I had to take my sunglasses off while I was walking through there because the lighting wasn't very good. So that's one thing I don't like about it either. I get a little claustrophobic in cramped spaces like that with a lot of people. Seating, there's quite a bit of seating. I can't speak to the seats because I've never actually sat in a seat there. I've only done GA. But there's a lot once you get to about first base and around and then down past third base. There's some bleachers that you can sit in out there as well. There's shade behind home plate, like I said. The overall ballpark feel, I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's just kind of weird. It does feel like if you're with the guys on a Saturday, that's going to be the place to be. Because I've said this before, that there are bars all over this stadium. Like, there's the one out in right field. You can get drinks pretty much anywhere else. There's the GA area where we were. That's the 21 and plus only. Yeah. So, if that's what you're going for, you'll get it there for sure. But like I said, go on a Saturday so you can get a parking spot. Oh, back to food real quick. They have a lot of food trucks. They do have a lot of food trucks. I didn't take the time to get a food truck, anything from a food truck, because I kind of lost my appetite after the hot dog. But they do have a lot of food truck options there. That would probably be a better way to go if you go. Getting out, like I said, no parking. So you're going to have to walk. And even then, depending on where you are, it might take a bit to get out. So go to Scottsdale Stadium on a Saturday if you're going to go, if you want to go see your Giants. Okay, let's move on to Goodyear Ballpark. I love this stadium. If I was rating these, I would give this one a 10 out of 10. This is a great ballpark. So ticket pricing, from what I have found so far, and I looked at a lot of tickets this year, the cheapest ballpark in the Cactus League, Goodyear, because it is way out there. It is out west of Phoenix. It's kind of like, go until you think you've gone too far and then keep going on the 10, because Goodyear is a ways out of town. It turns out it's directly south of Surprise Stadium, but again, it's way down there. So I think that they keep the ticket prices low to get people to come, and it works, and it is a cool park. It's really nice. Great if you're bringing kids to the game. We'll get there in just a minute. Parking is fantastic. They have a ton of parking around the stadium. They have a lot of parking lots. We parked out past the left field fence. They had a little parking lot just across the street, and it was super easy to get in and out of. We were in and out of there in no time flat. Didn't take any time to find a parking spot, and we got to the car, backed out, went, and we were down the road. No problem at all. It took longer to get back to the freeway than it did for us to even get to our car. So parking is, it can't be beat there. Your customer experience, their staff is super friendly there. And I think it's because it's just kind of a low-key environment. It's a pretty low-key stadium. I really don't know how much they fill that stadium. We went to a game on a Saturday. It was full. We went to a game on a Wednesday, a day game on a Wednesday, and it was pretty empty. So I don't think that it might be the best kept secret in the Cactus League, as if you're not a Cleveland or Cincinnati fan, because those are the two teams that play there. So there's that. Team store is not very big. They have one team store behind home plate. And while it's not big, they got a lot of selection. They got a lot of stuff crammed in there. But they've got stuff for Cleveland and for Cincinnati. You'll find it all there. They have City Connect hats for Cincinnati. I'm sure they'll have them for Cleveland next year. They have all the hats that you want for both teams. They got a really good selection in a not very big team store, but they have it organized really well. And getting in and out is super duper easy. Don't try to take your hot dogs in, because they will not let you. Fan experience at this ballpark is great. It is a great place to go, especially, like I said, if you have kids. Down the third baseline, they had blow-ups. They had a blow-up basketball hoop, and they had a blow-up game where you could throw a baseball, and then they had a blow-up hitting tee. Like, it's like one of those air tees where the ball floats and you hit it into the net. So my son could have spent the entire day there. But then if we had done that, we would not have discovered down the right field line they have a little sand lot. And so they keep wiffle balls and a bat there, and so the kids can play a game during the game. And we played a little bit before the day game that we went to, the game on Wednesday that we went to. He about took my head off a couple times with the wiffle ball, but it was a lot of fun. It's a really cool little sand lot that they have there. So there's a lot going on that kids can do. And walking around the stadium is awesome, because you can see the field from everywhere. No matter where you are, you can see it. And out in the outfield, their berm is not very big, but in center field, you're right next to the bullpen. And every time I walked by, there were kids cheering because they're always getting a ball, from one of the bullpens. The bullpens are side by side, and so somebody's always tossing them a ball out there. And then there's a it's a patio. I think it's a little cantina out in right field. That's great seating right there too. Just fantastic seating. So this is a cool stadium. We sat first. We sat right behind home plate, and we got that for $30. That was awesome. And then we sat down the first base line a little bit, and those were probably like $20 was all. Killer deals on these tickets. Food was great. They have chili dogs there if you're a Cincinnati Reds fan. They have really, really good hot dogs too. I had a couple dogs at this game, and it was great. Their lemonade was amazing. They have really great food at this ballpark. If you're just there for stadium food, it's really good stuff. Seating, they don't. So my only issue, this is the only issue I had was sitting down right field. Is we were sitting down just past first base, and we were facing out toward the outfield. Like if we were sitting straight in our seats, we're looking out towards like no man's land between the infield and the outfield, and rather than having the seats turned just a touch towards home plate. So what we did was we got in our seats and we kind of turned our bodies to look towards home plate so we could see the game a little bit better. So that was the only issue I had with seating. Shade. If you sit behind home plate, you're going to get some shade probably by the third or fourth inning, typically, I would say. But they do have, so this is the thing that's interesting, they have a VIP section behind the third base dugout. It's up at the top of the section that is shaded. It's in a covered area, and those are the most expensive seats in the ballpark at like $35 a pop. Not a bad deal if you really want to sit in the shade. So there are shaded options, and you will get shade if you sit behind the plate and a little bit in on like the third base side or under the shaded area. Overall ballpark feel and experience, it's great. I love this park so much. It's easy to get around it. Like I said, you can see the park, you can see the field from anywhere, no matter where you are. My son was playing with the bouncy stuff in like the fifth and sixth inning when we were there the first time on the Saturday game. And I just walked over to the concourse a little bit and I watched the game from there. I could see him, I could see the game. I was happy. It was great. So that was fantastic. And then, like I said, getting out of the parking lot so fast. So easy. This is a killer park. If you're coming down to Arizona next year for spring training, hit up Goodyear Ballpark. You will not regret it, especially if your team's there. Okay, let's go out to Tempe for the Angels Stadium, Tempe Diablo Stadium. I have a love-hate relationship with this stadium. Part of it is because I got absolutely fried at this ballpark, sitting out down the right field line, and then we spent my buddy had got a flat tire when he got there, and we couldn't figure out how to change the tire on his Benz. And so, yeah, a little bit of a love hate. So looking back on it, I was like, gosh, I hate this ballpark. I hate this stadium. Because this is the thing. This is one thing about it. Tickets, moderately priced, pretty average. That's fine. Parking, not good. This is one of two times I've had to pay for parking in the Cactus League. I had to park down the street, and I think I paid $20. It's probably a quarter mile to a half a mile from the stadium, probably half a mile from the stadium. And I paid $20 to park. I wasn't happy about that either. But getting up to the stadium, like you kind of have to like go up to it. Like there's a lot of stairs, a lot of ramps to get up to it. And so I know for me and a lot of people, stairs are not a big deal, but I'll go to games with people with stairs is a big deal, right? Go with my parents. Sometimes they don't want to walk up all those stairs to go to a game. So depending on who you're with, that might not be the thing. But as far as I remember, customer experience as well was good. Friendly people. Like I said, this was about a year ago when I went. So that was fine. Food was good. I got some nachos. I do remember the nachos were really good. Pretty reasonably priced and good nachos. Seating was fine. I'll say this. It's, again, we were sitting on the outfield and we were facing the outfield, not the infield where the action was. So I remember turning to watch the game there as well. A little bit of shade. You can see in this picture, if you sit up top towards the top of the section, you're going to get more shade than if you sit down towards the bottom, which is kind of the case, generally speaking, just because of the way that the shade works. But because this grandstand doesn't have any overhang at all, I'm pretty sure this used to be Arizona State Stadium before. I think that the Angels bought it from, if I can remember right. But anyway, there's no overhang at all, so you're not getting any shade until the sun goes behind the back of the grandstand there at all. So anyway, not a whole lot of shade there. Like I said, I got fried. I got absolutely fried, even with wearing sunscreen before I got there. Overall ballpark experience and feel, it's pretty good. There is one takeaway. It's right along the freeway. So there, you do actually get freeway noise while you're sitting in this game, because there's nothing past right field. There's batting cages, maybe, or like storage sheds or something out past right field, but there's nothing to share to like block the noise of the freeway. Like if a left-handed batter gets up there, if Shohei Ohtani gets up there and really cranks one, he could hit the ball onto the freeway. So like that's how close it is. But the view out to left field is really cool. There's a really nice like upscale hotel. There's a little mountain mound thing right there next to it, so you get a little bit of a view. And it's got an open concourse, so anywhere you walk you can see the park, or you can see the field. Anywhere you walk out there you can see it, so that part of it is good. Getting out and then in the parking lot, like I said, I had to park a ways out, and by the time I got there, everything had cleared out, because it had been a long time since the game was over. So like I said, kind of a love-hate relationship with Tempe Diablo. I might need to check it out again next year to give a more comprehensive and better review of this park. Let's talk about Camelback Ranch Park. This is where the Dodgers and the White Sox play. I like this stadium a lot. It's cool. It's older. It's an older park. And you can tell just by looking at this picture, it has the feeling of that like they just took the lower bowl of Dodger Stadium and put it in Glendale. That's what it feels like. It's pretty cool, though. It's a cool park. They have a lower section. You can see in the picture there. They have a lower section that's a little bit closer. And then they have the kind of like an upper section behind that. And one thing that's funny is that those lower sections, it's like section 4. And then the section behind it is section 107. And so we got there and somebody was sitting in our seats. And I was kind of like, okay. Not sure how to navigate this, because I don't know why they would be sitting in our seats. You know, I guess you could just say, hey, you're in our seats, and they would move. But anyway, so they were supposed to be in section 4. They had better seats to go down below. But anyway, it was a whole thing. So keep an eye on that. If you go, know your section, understand that the nicer seats are not 100 and whatever. They're under 100. I mean, granted, we went on a Friday night to watch the Dodgers play the Reds. Okay. Like, you're not going to get a more premium ticket in the Cactus League than watching Shohei Ohtani play Ellie De La Cruz. Right. So we paid pretty little penny for these tickets, and we were fine with it. We were okay with it. This game ended up getting rained out, so we ended up leaving. Parking at this place, they have a really big parking lot, because there's really nowhere else to park in the area. It's kind of the stadium is like right next to a neighborhood, and so there's not really anywhere else to park. But the parking lot is huge. You will be in the parking lot, but you might have to walk a ways to get to the door. Do not try to go to the don't try to go to the left field entrance. Yeah, the left or the third base end. Don't try to go to the third base entrance, because we got turned away. That's their season ticket holder entrance right there on third base. You want to go around the home plate entrance on that side. Customer experience of this ballpark, I thought it was good. I mean, it's another one of those stadiums where the concourse is open and there's not much covering. So anywhere you go, you can see the field, and it was just cool, which I like a lot at a lot of these stadiums. Not all of them have this. We'll get there in a little bit, but this one definitely does have it, and it's really cool. Team store, they have several team stores. They have one behind home plate that has both Dodgers and White Sox stuff, right? Yeah, and then there's a bigger one out in center field that has primarily Dodgers. I'd say it's probably 75% Dodgers, 20% White Sox, and like 5% Cactus League stuff, but it's a much bigger team store, and you can actually get there from the spring training facilities. Because that's when we went there. We were out there seeing the Dodgers and the White Sox there's at their backfields, and we ended up going into their team store from there. So pretty good selection of team store stuff. You're mostly going to find Dodger stuff. Sorry, White Sox fans. Fan experience, it's great. You always feel close to the field. Despite the fact that instead of going up, it goes back, you feel close to the field. It's a very intimate feeling stadium. I went to this, the first time I went here was during the Arizona Fall League. If you go to the Arizona Fall League, it's general admission. You can sit wherever you want. We sat behind the dugout for a lot of the game. Then we got hot, went up and sat in the shade for a while. We weren't hot anymore, so we found another spot. Just bounced around, sat wherever we wanted. And I felt like all those places we sat, we did not have a bad seat in this park. So it's really good. It's a great place to go. Food, get yourself a Dodger dog. People talk about how it's a mediocre hot dog, but it's an experience you probably want to get. So you can get yourself a Dodger dog at a Dodger spring training game at Camelback Ranch Park. Seating, good. Like I said, it's pretty cool to have that sprawling seating. You never feel like you're super high up, but you can always see the field from wherever you're at. There's some shade. There are some seats that go back into the concourse, a little bit into the concourse, into the covered areas, but you're at the very top of the section. So if you're fine sitting at the very top of the section, that's great. Shade is going to be down the first base line because the stadium faces southeast. And so the sun's going to go behind the first base side of the stadium. But overall ballpark feel, it's great. It has a feel of an old time, of an old ballpark, but not the old timey one, like I said, with Surprise. It just feels like an old ballpark. Cool experience. I like this one a lot. Getting out of the parking lot was mostly fine. We left, like I said, we got rained out. We left as the rain started. Lightning hit just outside the left field. We're like, okay, maybe it's time to go. They called the game before we got out of the parking lot. So we had a long walk to go because we were ways in that parking lot. And then by the time we got out of the parking lot, we got notifications that the game was called. So there's that. But cool stadium. I'd recommend going to Camelback Ranch Park. Okay, let's get into my home stadium, the Peoria Sports Complex. I could have probably gotten a better picture than this. But I have never seen the Peoria Sports Complex with this much shade. This is certainly before a night game. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. So ticket pricing, I feel like they're reasonable, very average for the Cactus League. I have sat down the third baseline, specifically where I sit because of the shade, twice now. And no, I don't feel like I've paid outrageous prices for those. Very reasonably priced for good seats at the Peoria Sports Complex. Parking is outstanding. I think this is one of the better parking situations. Like I talked about Goodyear being great. This might be the best. But they have two parking lots. They have parking on the Mariners side, which is behind home plate. And they have parking on the Padres side, which is just in the outfield because that's how they have the complex divided up for these two teams. Like I said, the Mariners and Padres, they share this stadium. Finding a spot on the Mariners side is going to be a little bit more difficult just because it's coming off of a main thoroughfare. You've got 83rd or P83 on the west side of the stadium. And that's like a main area. That's where the freeway is. A lot of people are coming in that way, and they're going to want to sit. They're going to want to park on the home plate side of the stadium because that's what they see first. A little tip for you. Park on the Padres side, okay? Because I don't think that lot is necessarily bigger, but not as many people use it. And getting in and out is a lot easier because you're not going out onto a main street. You're going out onto like a back road. Okay. It's back behind some shopping centers and things like that. So getting in and out is super duper easy. And when you want to get out to the main roads, like you've got Bell, which is a main road. If you've ever been here, you know what these are. And then 83rd is another cross street that's right there. Those are the main streets. You're going to hit them at a stoplight and it's going to be super duper easy to get out. So that's, you want to park on the Padres side when you come. You're not going to get a bad spot there. So customer experience, I have never had a bad experience at this game. It's really cool. My son likes to go talk to the ushers. They're all super friendly with him. He asked some questions about the stadium when we're there because he'll ask me something like, I don't know, go ask that guy. He'll go ask him. They're really friendly and open to talking to him about the ballpark and things like that. So that's super cool. And overall, the Peoria Sports Complex has been really great to work with. I went and got to take a tour a couple of years ago. He's like, I can't take you in the clubhouse because of COVID. I'm like, that's fine. I just like to learn about the complex. And I did. We hopped on the golf cart and I got to see the entire thing. It was really cool. It was rad. Team store. They have one team store. It's behind home plate, kind of on the third base side. And it's not super big. It's big, but it's not huge. But they have, I'd say they're pretty well split between Mariners and Padres. You can find stuff for both teams there. You can find Cactus League stuff. And then they'll have kiosks around the concourse that are easy to get to and easy to find. Your fan experience. So, okay, if you've got kids, I said Goodyear, right? But Peoria Sports Complex, I believe, was voted the most family-friendly ballpark in the Cactus League. And I would absolutely agree with this. They have a super cool sandlot for the kids to play wiffle ball at. It's like it's a miniature stadium. The one in Goodyear is just like a backstop and some bases. They have the stuff there. Well, in Peoria, they have the stuff there for them, the wiffle ball stuff. But they have a straight up like wall where they can hit home runs. They have. It's like a dirt infield. They have the bases. They have the backstop. It's an enclosed. It's a really cool little sandlot. My son loves to go play those sandlot games over there. Another thing they have is they have a playground. They have a full-on pirate ship playground, and it's the kids love it. It's super fun for them. I don't want to say it's packed, but there are a lot of kids playing on that playground. And then on warm days, they have a little bit of a splash pad going next to the playground where the kids can run around in the water and stuff like that. We've been there and there were kids ready to go wearing their bathing suits running around that splash pad. They just had a great old time. They loved it. It's a great place. If you just want to walk through and get and cool off, they just have misters. So it's perfect for a warm March day in Arizona. Food is really good. I like the food there. It's reasonably priced. You're going to find your staples, right? You're going to find hot dogs and nachos and things like that and burgers. And I like to get their chicken tenders while we're there. Out along the outfield concourse, they also have some food trucks. You'll find some pretzels and things like that out there. Great things to eat out that way. Seating. It's really good. It's great. They actually have an upper level. So if you sit in the upper level, you're actually higher than it's not like in Glendale where it's just kind of like almost flat. It's actually an upper deck behind where you can sit and you'll get shade there first on the third base side because the sun sets behind the third base side. So that's where you're going to get the most shade if that's what you're looking for in this game. The berm to me feels a little bit flatter than other places. It might not be, but it feels that way. Sitting on the top of the berm is kind of the place to be because even if you're halfway up, you're still trying to either look through the fence. They have chain link on like the kind of the top half of the fence, the top portion of the fence, so you can see through, or you've got about that much of the padding, right? Probably what's that, 6 to 8 inches of the padding that's obstructing some of your view. So if you're going to sit on the berm, sit at the top of the berm so you can get a better view. It's a little bit easier to see there because it's not as steep. It doesn't go up as high, I feel like. They do have the biggest, this is a random aside, they have the biggest video board in the Cactus League as of 2021. It's enormous. It's really, really big and it's cool. You can see everything from anywhere in the stadium with that. The overall ballpark experience and feel. I love going to the Peoria Sports Complex. Part of it is this is my home stadium. I live just down the street from it, not far. I like going here. I like to see my Mariners play. There are probably some stadiums in the Cactus League where if it was where my Mariners play, I wouldn't be as willing to go or wanting to go. I'd go like, let's go see him somewhere else. Maybe let's go see him in Goodyear or Surprise, right? Make the drive out of town. But I like it a lot. My only issue with this stadium is that when you're in the concourse behind home plate, you cannot see the game. It is a great big concrete tunnel, kind of like what I talked about in Scottsdale, but this one's really tall. You're not going to get claustrophobic in this one. But your view of the game is obstructed. You have to walk through a tunnel to get out there. But once you get past, I guess you almost have to get all the way out into the outfield before you can see the game again because of the structure of the grandstand and things like that. Getting out of the parking lot, We had to snake around a little bit to get out just to kind of go with the flow of traffic because we parked on the home plate side. But if you park on the Padre side, you're getting out super easy. That's, like I said, park on the Padre side, park on the outfield side of this stadium when you park, and you will be in and out in no time. Okay, last stadium is Sloan Park in Mesa. This is the home of the Cubs. This is the biggest, according to what I read, this is the biggest stadium in the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League. It's the biggest spring training facility, and it is owned by the Cubs. Okay, so I got to go there this year. I watched the Diamondbacks and the Cubs play, and it's a cool park. I like it a lot. It's expensive. It's one of the more expensive tickets in the Cactus League, and I think part of that is because it's the Cubs, right? It's a hot ticket. A lot of people come down. A lot of people come down and watch their Cubs. They got a national fan base, so they can charge a lot. They can charge a lot for their tickets. Parking, my experience was non-existent. We parked almost a mile away. We hopped on a rickshaw to and from the stadium. I was with my dad, and he paid for us to hop on a rickshaw and ride. Turned out to be worth it. It's a lot of fun. But we also had to pay for parking. It's one of the few times I've had to pay for parking in the Cactus League. So be prepared for that as well. Customer experience. People were great. They have a little sand lot out in center field. My son played at the sand lot. The people were super nice. Kids kept hitting foul balls into the food truck area, and the people were really nice. The two women who were there working it, they were nice, and they go over and they go grab them and bring them back. Like, here's your ball, you know? So, and they didn't seem put out by it at all. They were really friendly. The people in the team store were great. Speaking of the team store, it is enormous. It is so big. I think this is probably the biggest team store, at least that I've seen so far in the Cactus League. The Giants is really big. I thought this was bigger. It was huge. It's well-organized, tons of Cubs stuff, and packed with Cubs stuff as well. Like, they are not skimping. Like, they're taking advantage of all that space with so much Cubs stuff for all those Cub fans who are coming down from Illinois and wherever else that they are located in the country. So team store is... it's a great one. Fan experience. It's cool. It's another one of those stadiums where no matter where you are, you can see what's going on in the field. We headed for the exits in the bottom of the ninth. And so we watched the bottom of the ninth inning because we were over on the third base side, and we were walking around and watched the bottom of the ninth inning as we circled behind home plate and walked out past first base. The game was over. By the time we hit first base, we didn't miss a pitch. The entire time. It was great. Food, really good. They have some killer hot dogs at Sloan Park. Be careful where you get them, though, because there is one stand that I found out in right field. It sells a foot long for $15. It's like, no thanks. I'll go get two regular hot dogs for $6 a piece. So, and they were really, really good. They also sell Chicago style hot dogs. You can get those there. They don't come with all the fixings. You have to put the fixings on there for you, but they have, I believe it's a sesame seed bun is what makes it Chicago style. You put all the onions and whatever else you want on. But they have them there for you. Seating is good. I thought the seats were really comfortable. We were like at third base, maybe just inside. So we had pretty good seats. So we didn't have to worry too much about turning to watch anything like that. The setup was good. Shade. I would imagine there's a lot of shade at this ballpark. You can see in this picture, there is a big overhang that comes out almost to the field. And it's going to provide a ton of shade for this stadium during the day. So again, this stadium faces northeast. Home plate looking out to center field is northeast. So third base is going to be your spot for shade during the day, though, where you're going to get the most and the fastest. The overall ballpark experience and feel of this place is awesome. I loved it. They have like a welcome to Wrigley Field, the iconic Save Ferris signage. They have one of those down the first baseline. You can go get your picture taken next to it. There's going to be a line. Everybody's doing it. So you might as well, if you want to do it, just wait in line, get it done. We did it after the game, but by then it was dark and all of our faces were red because we went to a night game. The light from the sign made it like our faces red. So it didn't work out very well, but you can do it and it's cool. It's really cool to see it, especially if you've never actually been to Wrigley. Getting out of the ballpark was pretty easy. Like I said, we hopped on a rickshaw. They were just waiting out there at the center field gate, and we just hopped on, and he took us to our car. But man, it wasn't close. Like I said, we were close to a mile away probably. And but getting out of that parking lot where we were, which is really just a big grassy field, getting out of that big grassy field where we parked was pretty easy. But there's a line that snakes all the way out to the main road, out to the main light out there, to get you to where back to where you need to be to get to the freeway if that's where you're headed. And so that took some time. But it's not that there is parking. The issue is that there is not parking at the stadium. So anywho, but those are my reviews of the Cactus League stadiums that I've been to. Like I said, I did 7 of the 10. Recap, I went through and did Surprise Stadium, home of the Rangers and Royals, Scottsdale Stadium, home of the Giants, Goodyear Ballpark, home of the Reds and Cleveland's baseball team, Tempe Diablo Stadium, home of the Angels, Camelback Ranch Park, home of the Dodgers and the White Sox, Peoria Sports Complex, home of the Mariners and the Padres, and Sloan Park, home of the Cubs. Next year, I'm going to really try to get to those other three so I can give you a pretty solid review on those as well.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.